President Biden is on his way to Europe, hoping to convince allies to remain united against Russian President Vladimir Putin and his war in Ukraine.
Here in Washington, some Republicans questioning President Biden's Supreme Court pick, Ketanji Brown Jackson, are using these hearings to boost their presidential ambitions and credentials. Let's bring in our political strategists who are not on the ballot. Bill Press is our Democrat, Alice Stewart, our Republican. Hello to you both.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you. Alice, there are four potential Republican presidential candidates on the Senate Judiciary Committee, so a lot of TV time for Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Marsha Blackburn. Cruz and Hawley have claimed Judge Jackson is soft on sentences for child porn consumers. Let's kind of dispense with the questionable merits here. What are the political points they're trying to put on the board here?
Well, I look at this as a way to really boil down and get to the judicial philosophy of Judge Jackson. And look, no one can dispute her qualifications and her intelligence and her extraordinary experience in the legal system. And that's important to highlight that. And many Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are doing so. Two things can happen at the same time. You can tout her experience and her qualifications, but also question her judicial philosophy. That is fair game. That is fair to scrutinize that in a lifetime confirmation to the Supreme Court. And I look at any Republicans, and not just the four that you're referring to, but questions about her judicial philosophy and her record are fair game. And I think it's important to get to the bottom of that. But we all know at the end of the day, the Democrats have the votes to pass her. And I think given her demeanor and the way she has carried herself in the hearing has been extremely impressive. And being a board member at Harvard Kennedy School, I am extremely excited to see potential another Harvard law student be on the Supreme Court.
Bill, though, the reason that sometimes politicians will make allegations they know are not founded or have been debunked is because that's effective. Sometimes that means they can make those charges stick, that they can just associate them with somebody's name. This is used on both sides of the aisle, I should mention. Do you see this tactic working?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Alice for, I think, a very fair assessment of what's going on. I would agree with Alice. I believe that Judge Jackson will be confirmed, and I think she'll be an asset on the court, and I think she will definitely make his history, and I think the Republican Party will prove to be on the wrong side of history. But to your point, Celeste, it works with a base, and I think that's what they're doing. I really believe they knew they don't have a strong case to make against Ketanji Brown Jackson. And so they're using the opportunity to basically audition for 2024. So there's zero basis, in fact, of the charges against her that she's pro-child pornography or she's soft on crime or she's a big champion of critical race theory. But it doesn't matter because these are key points for the base. They ring that bell, and that's all that the senators you mentioned are interested in.
I do think it's important, if I may, just for clarification and a factual statement here. This is not completely devoid of fact. There are numerous cases, and they have been outlined in the record, with regard to her position in the Sentencing Commission seeking downward departures for certain criminal offenses. It's completely...
Did we lose Alice?
I think we lost Alice a little bit there.
Okay. But I'll take a chance if I can to jump in to say that these allegations, Josh Hawley's allegations, have been investigated by the Washington Post, the New York Times, NPR, CNN, ABC, and they found to be totally discredited. The conservative National Review said that Josh Hawley's charges are meritless to the point of demagoguery. End of story.
Okay, so let's move on to Ted Cruz. In yesterday's hearing, GOP Senator asked Judge Jackson about books, focusing on the teaching of race at the private Georgetown Day School where she's on the board. Let's listen.
Do you agree with this book that is being taught with kids that babies are racist?
Senator, I do not believe that any child should be made to feel as though they are racist.
And during the hearing, the Republican National Committee yesterday tweeted out an image of Judge Jackson's initials, KBJ, crossed out and replaced with CRT for critical race theory. The issue of race was a big winner in Virginia last fall when Republican Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race. Alice, I think we have you back. On this issue, how might this play out for Republicans in these hearings and into the midterms?
The point was to put a thorough examination of her record, and obviously as different boards that she has sat on, make sure that this goes on the record. Do I see this as disqualifying for the Supreme Court? Absolutely not. But these are valid issues that need to go on record. And the point here being, again, what we saw in Virginia, as you pointed out, and across the country, we're seeing education is an important issue for parents. It certainly will be a factor in the upcoming elections, but highlighting different boards that the justice or the judge sits on now, and actions and comments and support education proposals that are part of that school system are fair game and subject to scrutiny for such a position.
Bill, let me ask you about something Senator Lindsey Graham returned to multiple times, which was the judge's religion, her faith. He made the point that he didn't like how Democrats had questioned the last Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, about her Catholicism.
What faith are you, by the way?
Senator, I am Protestant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Non-denominational.
Okay. Could you fairly judge a Catholic?
Bill, what's really happening here?
Lindsay, look, again, no argument against Judge Jackson, so they go to all this other kind of stuff they can bring up, including whining about questions that were asked of former nominees to the court, all of whom, I might add, are now sitting on the court. So, like, what's the point? The point, again, is to score. I thought this was, I agree with Alice, she is fair game. The judge is fair game. But I thought these questions on Lindsey Graham's part were over the line. What does it have to do with her service or qualifications for the Supreme Court? How many times a year she goes to church? To ask somebody that, I think, really is in violation of everything this country stands for in terms of separation and church and state. And I'm sorry Lindsey Graham went there.
Let's turn briefly to foreign policy. President Biden's trip to Europe today is, to many, one of the most important foreign trips to date for this president. His approval rating in a new Reuters poll yesterday fell to a new low of 40%. So, Alice, on this war, is the president's support for Ukraine, is it waning in the American public?
It appears so, simply because right now things are not getting any better. I would like to think, for the sake of our country and certainly the war in Ukraine, that this meeting he will have with his European counterparts, setting a united front against Russia, will help. Will help not just in terms of his image and poll numbers here in America, but will help lower the temperature with this evolving action with Russia. And this will be an important aspect just in terms of the optics of joining with our European allies, but also the more they can do to further impose sanctions on Russia and let Vladimir Putin know that we are united in opposition to his deadly actions. I think that will go a long way. So I'm optimistic that this trip will be very fruitful.
Bill, in the time that we have left, what do you think about President Biden and the American public's view of how he's handling this? There has been a growing chorus of conservative voices, especially urging Biden to help send Polish fighter jets to Ukraine through the U.S. bases there. Would criticism of Biden's handling grow?
Well, first, let me say, I think that I agree with Alice, this is an extremely important trip, one of the most important presidential trips in our lifetime. This is like FDR going to stand with our allies in World War II. And the least important aspect of it, the least important, is what impact it has on his standing in the polls back here at home. What counts is that he's going to rally again our allies, make sure we're on the same page, provide more military support to Ukraine. Where I disagree with Alice is I think things are getting better. Ukraine has been able to recoup some territory. This is 4 weeks now that the Ukrainian military, and God love those Ukrainian people, have been able to hold the Russians off. That's good news, but President Biden will be delivering more military aid and laying down more economic sanctions in concert with our allies. And to that extent, we all have to hope that that succeeds.
We've been talking to our Here and Now political strategist, Bill Press, our Democrat, Alice Stewart, our Republican. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Scott and Celeste.
Thanks, Alice.